I spent the last few months building a commercial AI assistant for a construction materials distributor, but what follows isn't really a construction story. It's a blueprint that fits just as well in a hardware chain, at a pharmacy counter, or behind an auto parts desk. Picture this: a sales rep is on the phone with a contractor who needs an answer in the next 30 seconds. Do we have this brick in stock? What did this customer pay last time? Can it ship by Friday? The honest version of that call usually involves a hold button, three different screens, and a silent hope that yesterday's export is still accurate. The problem hiding in plain sight. Every business that runs on an ERP, an inventory system, or a CRM has some version of this moment, dozens of times a day. The data needed to answer the question almost always exists. What's missing is a fast, trustworthy way to ask the question in plain language and get a real answer back. Not a guess. Not, "Let me check and call you back." That's the problem I set out to solve. I call the result Max. Max shows up wherever the team already is. For this particular business, that's Telegram, the app the commercial staff already had open all day. There's also a web console for managers, bringing dashboards, conversation history, and administration together in one place. No new habit to build, no separate app to adopt. You can type to Max or you can talk to it. Hold a button and speak, and Max transcribes what you say and answers like a voice memo. Or you can open a live conversation and talk the way you'd talk to another person on the phone. You can even interrupt Max in the middle of a sentence. Instead of continuing to talk over you, it handles the interruption and responds naturally. What Max actually does today. There is one rule at the center of the entire architecture, a rule that never bends. The AI model is never allowed to touch the database, and it is never allowed to invent a number. If Max tells you that there are 347 units of a product available, that number did not come from the language model. The model can only ask a small set of verified tools for information such as current stock levels, prices, or order history. And those tools query the real source of truth, live, every time. That rule turned out to be the easy part. The hard part was names. Real customers and real products don't behave like clean database records. Names get typed incorrectly. They get misheard. They get abbreviated. People half remember them. A company might be called three different things by three different employees, and none of those names may be exactly how the company is spelled in the system. A database search that requires an exact match is almost useless against that kind of real-world messiness. So Max searches the way a sharp, patient employee would. First, it tries an exact match. If that doesn't work, it looks for a close spelling. And then comes the part I'm particularly proud of. It tries a sound-alike match. That means a customer or product name can be typed or spoken incorrectly, and Max can still find the right result because it considers how the name sounds rather than simply comparing letters. But there's another important rule. When two answers are genuinely close, Max doesn't silently choose one and hope for the best. It asks, "Did you mean this company or this one?" Once the person confirms the correct answer, Max remembers that specific correction. The next time someone garbles the same name, the correct result can rise to the top immediately. But memory never becomes the source of truth. It only breaks a tie. Max still checks the live data every time. That distinction matters. The system behind the conversation. From the user's perspective, Max feels simple. Ask a question, get an answer. But underneath that conversation are several layers working together. First, the interfaces. The team can use the chat application they already know, while managers have a web console for dashboards, conversation history, administration, and reporting. Then there's voice. Max supports hold-to-talk transcription, as well as live spoken conversations that can be interrupted naturally, much like talking to another person. Then there's the search engine. The sequence is deliberate: exact match, close spelling, sound-alike match, and when necessary, a clarifying question. Never a silent guess. There's also a learning loop. Confirmed corrections can be remembered and resurfaced later. But again, they're used as a tiebreaker on top of live data, never as a replacement for it. Then there's the administrative layer. Managers have exportable reports, full user management, and an audit log of administrative actions. And finally, there's something I think enterprise AI systems often make unnecessarily difficult to understand: cost. Max shows what the assistant actually costs to run in real currency, updated live. Not a delayed monthly statement, not an opaque estimate. The actual operational cost is visible. Nothing about this is a toy. It's built the way software has to be built when it's allowed to touch real customer data, real inventory, and real prices. Why this isn't a construction story? Nothing I've described is specific to bricks and cement. Change the inventory, and the same architecture solves entirely different problems. Imagine the flow staff at a home improvement retailer. A customer asks, "Do you have this in stock and where can I find it?" Or imagine a pharmacy counter checking whether a product is available and at what price. Or an auto parts desk trying to match a part number to a customer's car. Or a wholesale distributor's order desk answering the same 15 questions over and over every day. Any business with a real system of record and people who need fast, correct, natural language access to that system fits the same fundamental problem Max was built to solve. The construction distributor is where it started. It won't be the last kind of business it fits. Where this is going. Here's the version of this I'm most excited to build next. Imagine walking into a large home improvement store. No one's free to help. You need two specific products and you can't find either of them. Instead of wandering through the aisles or trying to find an employee, you pick up a simple handheld device near the entrance, or you just use your own phone, and you ask. Max doesn't simply respond, "Aisle 12. Instead, it plots the actual route through the store from where you're standing to exactly where the product sits on the shelf. The same inventory system that already knows whether something is in stock can also know where that product physically lives. And along the way, Max starts behaving less like a search box and more like a knowledgeable assistant walking beside you. You ask for a bracket, Max takes you to the bracket, but it also knows you'll probably need the correct fastener. So it tells you, maybe the product you wanted is almost out of stock. Max can tell you that too, and suggest an alternative that's available right now. Maybe there's a compatible option one shelf over that costs less. Max can point that out as well. That's the idea. Not a search engine bolted onto a store. A knowledgeable assistant that happens to know the entire inventory, the prices, and the floor plan, and one that never runs out of patience. Deployed in your cloud, not mine. This is probably the most important part for any business seriously considering a system like this. Max runs inside the customer's own cloud infrastructure. Not mine. It's installed into the company's own tenant, under their own security controls, and inside their own compliance boundary. Their operational data doesn't get moved onto my infrastructure simply so an AI assistant can answer a question about their own stock. That's deliberate. It's also a departure from the usual software as a service model. Typically, a vendor owns the servers. You pay a subscription, often per user. And your operational data lives on somebody else's infrastructure indefinitely. That's not the model here. I'm not renting customers a seat on my servers. I build the assistant, I deploy it onto infrastructure the customer owns, and I hand over something they actually control. For anyone familiar with enterprise AI architecture, the principles should sound familiar. Dedicated identities, strict tool boundaries, tenant isolation, controlled access to systems of record. Max is a concrete implementation of those principles applied to operational business data. What keeping it alive looks like. Software that touches real prices, real stock, and real customers doesn't get built once and then forgotten. It needs the same care as any other production system. Monitoring, security patching, operational support, and continuous improvement as the underlying AI models and the business itself evolve. My engagement with a customer reflects that reality. There's an initial project to design, build, secure, and deploy the assistant into the customer's own infrastructure. After that comes an ongoing relationship to keep it healthy, secure, and improving. The cloud costs belong to the customer. They're visible to the customer. And they're displayed in real time through the same dashboard Max ships with. There's no hidden markup, no black box infrastructure bill. The customer can see what the system actually costs to operate. Why I'm writing this. I built all of this myself, end to end. The AI architecture, the search and language engineering, the backend, the interface, the cloud infrastructure, the security, and building Max reinforced something I've believed for a while. The interesting part of enterprise AI isn't getting a language model to produce impressive text. That's relatively easy. The difficult part is building a system you can actually trust with a real business, a system that knows when it has to check the truth, a system that knows when it doesn't know, a system that asks instead of guessing, and a system that fits into the way people already work, rather than forcing them to reorganize their day around another piece of software. If your business runs on an ERP, an inventory system, or a CRM, and your staff or your customers are still getting answers the slow way, a hold button, a spreadsheet, three different screens, or a walk down an aisle, then this is a solvable problem, and I've already solved most of the hard parts of it once. So I'll leave you with one question. What does your version of "Do we have this in stock?" look like? Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about how AI, agentic systems, MCP, and intelligent automation can transform your business workflows, I'd be happy to hear from you. You can get in touch with me through the contact form on the website. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you found this useful.